From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Six people were killed when a suicide attacker detonated a car bomb in the center of the Afghan capital, Kabul. At least 22 others were injured, officials said. Wednesday's blast went off in the Murad Kani district, close to the presidential compound, the defense ministry, and the finance ministry. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, authorities in Pakistan say military jets pounded suspected terrorist hideouts near the Afghan border Wednesday, killing at least 30 militants. Officials in Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have kidnapped hundreds of people, including many children, from a town on the border with Niger. Nigerian government spokesman Mike Omeri tells the Associated Press that militants abducted residents of Damascus in Borno State as they withdrew from the town earlier this month. Omeri said the Islamist extremists went to the town and the town's primary schools, rounded up students and teachers, and then retreated. Spokesman said he could not specify how many people were kidnapped, but local residents put the number as high as 500. An international court has denied a request from former Liberian President Charles Taylor to serve the rest of his 50-year prison sentence in Rwanda. The Special Court for Sierra Leone ruled Wednesday there are no reasons why Taylor should not serve out his prison term in Britain's Franklin Prison. Taylor was jailed there in September 2013 after the court's appeals chamber upheld his conviction on charges of aiding and abetting war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Sierra Leone's civil war. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to be designated to form the next government following the victory of his Likud party at the polls last week. VOA Scott Bob in Jerusalem takes a look at the challenges facing the new government.
The choice of Benjamin Netanyahu to serve an unprecedented fourth term as prime minister would indicate that a majority of voters in Israel prefer continuity in government policies over any far-reaching change. Analysts, however, say this may not be possible, as the next government faces major challenges both on the domestic front and in the international arena. The kingmaker in last week's election is a new center-right party, whose leader, former Likud member Moshe Kahlon, is likely to become finance minister. Analysts say, however, Mr. Netanyahu, given the dominance of his party in any coalition, will wield considerable power in deciding what course the government is to take. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Yemen's president, Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi, fled his palace Wednesday in the main southern city of Aden as Shiite Houthi rebels backed by army units advanced rapidly on the city. Some reports put the invading Houthi forces and their allies at 25 kilometers north of Aden after the fall of a key airbase to the rebels. In Aden, Yemeni warplanes coming from airbases controlled by Houthi rebels and their allies targeted the presidential complex. Mr. Hadi is safe at an undisclosed location in the city. This from an aide to Mr. Hadi, Mohammed Merim, who told the Reuters news service. The leaders of France, Germany, and Spain met in somber solidarity Wednesday near the site where a Germanwings Airbus A320 crashed into the French Alps, killing all 150 people aboard. French President François Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy talked with rescue workers at a nearby staging field. The aircraft crashed Tuesday morning in the ski resort region about an hour after it left Barcelona, Spain, on a flight to the German city of Dusseldorf. Hours after the crash, searchers recovered the badly mangled cockpit voice recorder, sent it to Paris, where officials are hoping to be able to listen to the pilot's words in the final moments before the accident. Thousands of mourners packed streets Wednesday to pay respects to Singapore's late founder, Lee Kuan Yew, whose body was transported on top of a gun carriage from the president's residence to Parliament House. The body will lie in state for a public viewing until Mr. Lee's Sunday funeral, which is expected to be attended by foreign dignitaries from around the world. Singapore declared a week-long period of national mourning for Mr. Lee. The former prime minister who led the island nation from 1959 to 1990 died Monday at the age of 91. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.